Welcome back to the Midday Show, and it is my great pleasure to invite musician Don Kerr, who is part of a band, shall we call them?
It's a one-off project,
It's a
yes.
project. Don, along with our friends Dylan Doyle, Lee Collins, Scott Millesey, and Joe Milhaupt, are performing as part of a project called The Squeeze at the Lemon Squeeze. Don, welcome to the Midday Show.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Your
Good
show
to be.
again is Friday, May 22nd. People can go to thelemonsqueezenewpulse.com. Do they need tickets?
No, it's no cover show.
That's
Come
wonderful.
on down. Come on
What
down.
if
We'll be
you're,
there. We'll be hot.
it's a gift for those around the New Pulse area to come and check out your project.
Yeah, I'm formerly a working musician. I haven't played out very much over
Oh.
the recent years. And
Okay.
so this is my I guess the band
Reboot.
had the last waltz. I'm calling this my last Watusi.
So are you saying you're not going to go out after this again?
I may, but I this is kind of my thank you. Let's do it one more time. And I've got some of the best Hudson Valley All-Star musicians. And
Yes.
I think if this is to be the last time I play out, it's going to be hot.
Now, why would that be? I mean, what's going on? Why are you like tr attempting to retire
Well,
or t remaining retired?
truth be told, I'm not that good a guitar player. So,
Wait a minute, that's not a selling point.
I'm not gonna. That's why I have the band.
Okay,
That's why I have the musicians that I do.
gotcha.
It's a question of getting together a band on a regular basis, and that's a project I'm just not into doing right now.
I
But
gotcha.
this whole concert on Friday. There's a lot of connections over the years. It's pretty cool. In 2005, I recorded a CD at the Barn, having no connection and no history with the Helm family. And one of the young musicians was Scott Malisi, who'll be
I
playing with
see.
me on Friday, and he was in that recording session. So fast forward to a couple of years ago in 2022, I subsequently built a friendship with the gentleman who was the road manager for Lee Von Helm and the band, a guy named Butch Denner from New Paltz. And I wanted to record a CD project, and Butch essentially recruited the band and included Dylan Doyle and Scott Malisi. And we recorded down at the in Marlboro with Lee Falco at his studio.
At the Falcon.
Yes.
Well, or at the studio
Close
within the
enough, right down
Falcon.
the road. So it's pretty cool that this project on Friday, we have Dylan Doyle back, we have Scott Malisi back, who I first worked with in 2005, and we have Levon's grandson, the Prince of Woodstock, Lee Collins, on drums. So there's a lot of connections over the years, and it just feels really good.
Where are you based, by the way,
Right in the
Don?
village of New Paltz.
Oh, so
And
you're right. Okay.
yep, so the concert will be in New Paltz on Friday evening. And New Paltz is a really great place for music. It's a really good
It
vibe.
is.
My wife and I guess it was 30 years ago, we lived in New Jersey, kept coming to New Paltz for the weekend.
Oh, right.
And it was early one Sunday morning. We got up and New Paltz was still asleep, but there was one dude going down the middle of Main Street on a longboard wearing a Cat in the Hat hat.
A
That's
Captain
right,
What Hat?
a cat in the hat.
Oh, a cat in the
A
hat.
big,
Like,
yeah,
yeah, a
red and
long,
white.
tall, red and white striped
Yeah,
hat. Sure,
he said,
sure.
"Honey,
Like,
we're home. We
and
gotta
you're
cut.
just,
Stop coming here for the weekend and move to this place."
Wow, that's a
It's a
wonderful
great town.
story. Well, I'm so glad you did make that decision along with your wife. So, are you the songwriter?
We'll be doing probably 7 or 8 of my originals.
Yeah. Well,
And
that's sounds like about half, if not more, of the show.
at least most of a set for sure.
So, and then are you on vocals as well? What's the
Yeah, I'll be singing. I'm probably going to open up with a couple of songs on acoustic guitar, and then
Okay, great.
have the band join me and then back me for the rest of the evening.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I hope you have a really good time. You know, one thing I find as somebody who occasionally performs also is I mean, at a place like the Lemon Squeeze, you really have to know the songs forward and back, and you have to I mean, I memorize everything. Do you find that that's really crucial in order so you can connect with the audience?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you can't be reading your lyrics off a music stand. And you also need eye contact, and you need to, hopefully there's a bit of jamming involved and some improvisation. So looking forward to that.
Which means kind of at some level you're connecting with all of the folks in the band, whether it's visually or just kind of vibing together. which
Yeah.
m means not being distracted by something. And I
Exactly.
agree, you can go into the zone.
Without a doubt, without a doubt.
You know.
So, I've been famous. I was famous once before, and this was a terrible thing at the time, but it's a pretty cool story now.
Please.
2011, I was president of the New Paltz School Board of Education, an elected position, and my office at work was in a big old Victorian house on Main Street in New Paltz with students upstairs. And when they got mail or packages during the day, they were out of class, I would receive the packages and put them in front of their door. Until the day I found myself in handcuffs, because there were 8 pounds of weed in the box I put in front of their door. And I was the president of the school board.
Not a good
It
look.
was fascinating. Yeah, and it took 3 months for the case to be thrown out. And there were people who were crossing the street, rather than giving the shamey finger.
You were a pariah for a minute
Yeah,
there.
and I knew I was okay. I knew it wasn't me. So it was
Right.
really fascinating to see the reactions and see, see
Yeah. See, you
who
had
my
a,
friends
did you
were.
have a, t are you saying you had a taste of the cancel culture for a couple months there?
Oh, I was canceled for sure. I had to resign from the school board,
Oh my gosh.
it was an interesting couple of months. But
Did anybody ever apologize?
a couple people. One gentleman said, "I'm sorry, Don. I should have said something. I was home doing bong hits, watching this whole thing go down, and that
Well,
made me feel a whole lot better."
yeah, it's amazing what just like one person recognizing, who you are and your humanity and understanding can really make a lot of difference in a situation like that. I mean, it seems like you're looking back at it with a little bit of humor, which is certainly the way to go. But in the moment, it can be pretty just disturbing, to say the least, right?
One of the other things I've done over the years is a video project, a show called Slice of New Paltz, which has documented all things New Paltz. And recently, in the past 6 months, we went and we did a feature on Snugs, Snugs
Oh,
Harbor.
okay. Right. They're
And
one. Yeah,
as part of
they
that
work with us
project,
as well.
I put a video together to your KZE commercial.
Oh,
So,
wow.
yeah, that
Thank
was kind of
you.
fun. That was kind of fun. And
Yeah. Where is it? Where can we get it? We'll put it up on our YouTube or,
I'll send it to
channel.
you. I'll send it to you.
Please,
Yeah,
please
they
do.
sure do
We'll...
love the station over at Snugs. And a lot of heart in that place. That's where the real
Yeah.
people go.
Right. That is a like just very down to basics type of bar, right?
Well, yeah, I asked the owner, I asked Hick. He said,
Ed.
"Well, you can call it a dive bar, but
Dive
call
bar.
it a
That's the
neighborhood
term.
bar. It's a
Yeah.
neighborhood bar
Okay.
for people who, don't have anywhere to go."
Yeah.
He made the
And
point, you can come in here, you don't have to spend money. You want to come here and just look out the window. Come in to be nice to the bartender, but just look out the window. We don't need your money. Just come and hang out
well,
here. It's okay.
okay. Well, we also love Snug, so it's a mutual affection, and we also do have a lot of wonderful history with the Lemon Squeeze, and they really do book some great music there, which I'm going to include you and Dylan, Lee, Scott, and Joe, and people can take off this Friday, May 22nd, and go check out the squeeze at the Lemon Squeeze.
Come on down. We're
Yeah.
looking forward to the evening, looking forward to seeing some of our neighbors there. Thanks for the
And
time.
yes, and if you happen to find yourself in Red Hook, I hope you'll stop by the station. You can maybe play a few of your originals as you referred to.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
invitation, and I look to be continued. Appreciate it.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Okay. 98.1 KZE.